producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
That's not the way it's supposed to be on radio. We're supposed to give to you. You're not supposed to give to us. We're here to give. We're going to give you life, excitement, information, all the things that are going on in the world, every single thing that's of value going on in the world right here, right now, we'll talk about. In the next 60 seconds, you'll know everything.
What kind of drugs are you on?
Good, I'm busy. I got things to do. Come on, let's get to it.
Send you a bullet with information in it. Like, Jack, I'm still... Last night we watched two episodes of 24 from the second season. He's taking care of the world. We need Jack back again. Oh, we can't have Jack back.
You know, we start back doing, since you're so engaged in 10 and 12-year-old TV shows.
More than that, 2003, I think this is.
Wow.
Yeah, we should start doing the news from that week.
That's an idea.
You know, so totally relive 2003.
Yes, what a great idea. Thank you for suggesting that. Live in the past. All right, so McFadden's back. Roberta Fasanelli is here. Kenny Kessler is here. Jennifer will be back in the next hour. We're trying to put all of the pieces.
Oh, my gosh. We're all going to be here
Humpty
today?
Humpty Dumpty, yes. Together again. That's a rare thing. I think you're gone tomorrow, Roberta, right?
I am, yep.
All right. But that's all right, because we have the A-team. The game is back in town. Let's find out a little bit more about this South Carolina incident. Many of you may have seen the video from the classroom in the high school in Columbia, South Carolina. We just talked to Kevin Cohen, who is the owner and the manager of a radio station now that carries our program. The radio station is called The Point. And he said something that I thought was quite poignant.
Yeah,
Kenny.
Well, do me a favor, since I'm just getting back in the country. I just saw the video, okay. And I have not heard the story. So
the story is that an incident took place in this high school of 2000 yesterday. A young black high school student refused to leave a classroom after apparently being told to shut her cell phone down and not shutting it down. There were other things apparently that are part of this that are not clear yet. What's clear is what's on the video, but what's on the video isn't entirely what happened. Kenny, would you say that was the gist of the story?
Yeah, we don't really know what happened before some students in this classroom whipped out their phones to take video of this.
Video of a police officer who's one of the two school officers in this high school. He went in, and the video, which has gone viral everywhere, pretty much shows him manhandling
this girl,
throwing her around like a rag doll.
But see, I hate these stories.
Well,
when you don't know what this kid did, and everybody just pounces on the officer, and now they're going to say, oh, he's a racist white cop, and this and that. And we don't know yet what this person did. And until then, I just have a hard time jumping on somebody until we know the whole story.
Well, the video gives you can conclude something from looking at the video. What you conclude may or may not be the correct conclusion, but you do conclude that there was way too much force used to take this young high school girl out of class. That's what you get out of looking at the video. What happened before, as we're saying, and now what will happen to him?
You don't know what she did. She may have thrown something at the officer. I mean, this is the part we don't know.
Well, the officer was called into the classroom after the teacher couldn't get the student to do what he wanted or she wanted her to do.
And in the video, after the principal see the teacher didn't standing get there.
The was and mm-hmm. the kids are not up in arms about what's going on, so they must think again. We're you now know, injecting our own thoughts into this, but they must be thinking, well, this is appropriate because they're not all jumping around the classroom trying to get the police officer not to do what he's doing with
well,
his
it's
student.
Funny because the kid sitting in the desk right next to her when you're watching the video
yeah.
is leaned back in his chair, arms crossed. Like, he's like, okay, whatever.
Whatever.
You know, he's not hunched over. He's not trying to get away. He's not up and angry. He's sitting back, relaxed, just like going.
So nobody felt threatened by the officer, in other words.
Apparently not.
888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken
but let me
or
ask
Rich.
This,
will you... and Roberta at DougStefan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Kenny, we have any comments yet on this from our listeners? There's a lot of Twitter action on it, whether specifically from our listeners or not.
We don't yet, but something I'd like to add, we had our good friend Kevin Cohen, who runs our affiliate in Columbia, The Point, on about an hour ago. And he said this officer, what you don't get from the video is that this officer is very well thought of and highly decorated.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems really unlikely that he just
did this,
lost it, and did something he shouldn't have done.
This is what my brother does.
Right.
My
brother's there in the school just like this. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Has he ever had an incident like this that you know of?
I'm sure. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, my brother's in quote unquote the hood. And there's all kinds of activity and action going on all the time. He's two schools. One of the schools is a charter school, and the kids work really hard to be there, and they're very well behaved. But they have some incidents, and then the other one is like, look out, it's ground zero.
All right, so let's turn around this picture just a bit and think about something on the other side with regard to police. There's another video that has gone viral today of an Alabama state trooper who obviously went out of his way to give a couple of homeless men he encountered, food. And there was a bystander who, with her camera, you can't go anywhere, everybody's got a video. So she took the video. Her name is Ranetta Birch. She was at a red light in this community northwest of Montgomery, Alabama. She spotted the trooper approaching the two homeless people. She thought he was going to arrest them, but then she saw this officer, identified later as Trooper Devlin Williams, handing each man a meal that he'd gone out to buy and bring back to them. So she said it brought tears to her eyes. I stopped in traffic to capture the moment. The trooper was unaware of having the picture taken. The faces of the men, if you look at this video, are priceless. So we do have the news media focused on many of these bad things, and I think that perhaps we need to, you hear me, be very critical of police who are involved in these things for the most part. We have this... what they're now calling the Ferguson syndrome, but it isn't all bad. The police are not like the ones in Baltimore who just say, I'm not doing my job. There are plenty of police who are doing their job, and plenty of police who are doing it well, and plenty of police who are doing things that they don't expect to get credit for. This fellow Williams went to a McDonald's after he learned that the two were father and son. So... Now the Alabama huffer and puffer is the law enforcement chief says, I'm proud of this officer, yada, yada. You know what? That's not worth much. What's worth it, for me anyway, is to look at this guy, brings the meal to these two, and just goes on his way after he gives them a meal. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think this guy's looking for anything. I know he's not, as a matter of fact. You can tell kind of that there's a sort of surprise as to why are you paying all this attention to me. What is a Happy Meal at McDonald's cost? He went back, he saw me, went back to the McDonald's, picked up a couple of meals and brought them. What's a meal like that cost? $3 or $4
yeah,
a piece? I don't even know. So he spent $10 maybe to help these. It isn't the money that he spent. It was the effort. It was the thinking. It was the doing. That's what's important. That's where you feel the love. And that's where we ought to be paying attention. Do we need to know what went on in Columbia, South Carolina, in that school? Yeah, we probably ought to. It may be, if we can get a whole story, it might be a good way to learn how these things are. Maybe good for the police and for teaching in schools. If you have a class that's full of seniors and maybe there's a little hubbub from time to time, maybe this video get shown as an example of what goes on, the good
and I'm sure the whole story will go out. I mean,
we'll get the whole story.
They're going to be, you know, interviewing the teacher as, you know, what happened here, and, you know, interviewing the kids in the classroom. So I'm sure the whole story will come out at some point.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I just think that it's, it is, both of these stories are worth our attention. Mm-hmm. Which one we pay more attention to, I'm betting it's going to be the bad story, not the good story. So I wanted you to know, and I started with a, I was thinking when we came out of the box, we kind of got, I sidetracked myself, but I was thinking that the story about the Alabama police officer was the one to tell first. But I didn't, I fell into the excitement of Richie being back and Roberta being here and wowie zowie. So it's really McFadden's fault as usual.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, right. Okay, let's talk about...
Happy to contribute.
I'm sure. All right, tell us in 30 seconds about the trip to where you went, the Turks and Caicos. Anything there other than sun? And,
oh, yeah, Turks and Caicos.
And I didn't get invited, which I was supposed to be, but it's all right.
Well, we'll get you down there.
I know. Yeah.
It's just a beautiful... It's actually in the Atlantic. It's east of Cuba, and not a lot of people know about it. And it's a chain of about...
More people.
10 islands or so, and they didn't have roads, paved roads there until the 90s when a lot of the resorts... like beaches, went in there and started actually building into the place. But it's beautiful. We did a lot of snorkeling, and we did, the water pool and the slides, and, they have 20-some restaurants, and just had a great, great time. The kids loved it. Last year, Janet and I went, and this year we took the kids, and they had a great time. Yeah. So
everybody was there.
Yep, the whole family.
All the kids but me.
You took them out of school?
I took them out. Well, they took,
bad
problem. Sean had to do a science project, and Julia, so yeah, we had to take time each day for them to do their schoolwork that the teachers gave them.
Right. Okay.
18 past the hour on today's good day.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops. They're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow!
English hops. Earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Save it responsibly.
Take a tiny card at Exxon or Mobile and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobile?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobile are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobile station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Well, I'm here to drink the coffee.
Morning, Dan. Hey, isn't it a little early for a Halloween costume?
Why, no. Kmart and Sears are giving Shop Your Way members millions of dollars in surprise points to use towards purchases on costumes and decorations.
Wow.
The scariest part? These points expire October 31st.
I should check my surprise points online.
Surprise points are good for in-store or online.
Yeah, here's your coffee. Hey, don't bite the lid with your fangs.
Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. Exclusions apply. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
We'll be right back.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Young people are supposed to be full of energy and recover quickly from exercise. Their age should give them a great advantage to feeling good all the time. However, young people of today are dealing with the same nutrient-deficient food as everyone else in America. So it does not matter whether you are 15 or 85. If your biochemistry is off, you cannot feel your best. Listen to the real-world results of James.
My name is James Ashley. I'm 25 years old. At the end of a tiring work shift, I used not to do much around the house. Since I started taking the new technology-enhanced One World Way after work, I have so much energy when I get home that I'm able to take long walks, do chores, and even honey the do list from the wife. It's plenty enough energy to get things done around the house and time to settle down before bedtime. This whey protein gives me outstanding amount of long-lasting feel-good energy. I'm astonished of how great this product makes me feel.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Three. All right, we are in our mood.
Why three?
Three.
Why,
no,
three.
Songs.
Why three?
Why three? Because there are more than two and less than four. That's enough. Different artists singing these songs that have a particular thing in common. We got yesterday's answer, Kenny, right? Didn't we do? We sometimes make them hard, but I think somebody got the answer at the last minute yesterday, right?
Yesterday was Tom Hanks movies.
That's it, right, okay. So we have three different songs that all add up to something in common. You figure out what it is, and you call us at 888-302-DOUG, and we'll have a swell prize. The first song is by a group called Autograph. You'll recognize. I think you'll recognize all these songs, actually. Oh, yeah. It's a big hit from the early, mid-80s. Last Minute Record, the label didn't want to use because they thought it had no commercial value. And that shows you how much some record executives know. This went right to number one.
This is a big hair band hit.
Yeah, the band's first, actually, and only big hit. The song was featured in an episode of Miami Vice as well as the John Cusack movie Hot Tub Time Machine. Richie, you know that, I know.
I remember it well.
That's how you familiar with this tune. All right, so it's called Turn Up the Radio by Autograph. That's song number one. Here's song number two. Steely Dan. No static at all.
As long as the moon is right.
1978. From the movie FM. You know that my name on rock radio is FM Douglas, right? That's the handle I used to use when I was a disc jockey on the FM station in Boston. FM. Fine music.
Is that what it stands for?
So we used to say it stood for.
Really?
All right, so we have Steely Dan and FM No Static at All. Now this is Queen Radio Gaga. Radio Gaga. Worldwide number one smash. The year was 1984, about this time of the year. 19 countries. This song made it to number one in 19 countries. Queen's commentary by the state of radio. They should redo one for today. The way stations were programmed, the kind of music being played. The song was inspired by Roger Taylor's toddler, who heard a song that he didn't like on the radio and said his first words, radio caca. And they changed it to radio caca. Oh, my. Radio caca. Of all of them, I like the one by Steely Dan the best, Richie.
Steely Dan is one of my favorite bands of all time. They're brilliant. Great music. Great song.
Yep. This is when FM radio started being...
It's kind of funny because Queen is also just a brilliant band.
Bigger than...
That operatic rock that they basically invented, along with the Moody Blues and the Yellow. But Autograph, I don't know how they kind of fit in. You got Steely Dan, Queen, and then there's Autograph.
All right, here's Don in Ramsey, New Jersey. Hi, Don. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning.
Morning to you, sir. So what's the theme of these three songs?
They all have to do with the wonderful world of radio.
Yes, they do. What do you have to do with the wonderful world of radio?
Oh, it's a part-time fascination for me.
Really? Part-time fascination. What does that mean? Translate that for us.
I work on a radio program on the weekend.
Really? See? How did I know that? That must be psychic.
I don't know.
Yeah. All right.
You are.
Did we ever talk before? Have we ever talked before?
Long time ago.
Long ago and far away in a galaxy distant from this one. All right. So, yeah, Radio Gaga by Queen. This was not too heavy, not to take away from your intelligence quotient, Don. FM, no static at all. Steely Dan and the Autograph song, Turn Up the Radio. So, yes, they have radio in common. And Don becomes our hero, listening to WDNJ. Thank you very much. 28 past the hour. Richie will talk to you or Kara next year on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. I often talk about making time for your pet. Just the other day, I was driving down the street in my neighborhood, and I saw a woman walking two dogs, an older German Shepherd and a younger, what I call generic or mixed breed dog. While she was walking the dogs, one of the dogs was on the end of his leash walking in the street alongside of her. They were on a leash, and that's a good thing. However, the entire time I watched them, the woman paid absolutely no attention to the dogs. She was busy texting on her phone. You know, our dogs love us an awful lot. And very often they spend a lot of time by themselves. And I say this often, when you take your dog out for a walk, remember, it's not your walk, it's your dog's walk. They want to enjoy their walk, but at the same time, they want to spend some very, very special time with their human companion, that being you. So when you do take your dog for a walk, take their needs into consideration. Give them that walk that they want, but also spend a lot of attention talking to them and telling them how much you enjoy walking together. And it's a lot safer if you leave your phone at home. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Two little tablets is all it takes to get thicker, fuller, longer hair. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically proven, loved by celebrities, and recommended by doctors. And right now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is being offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-9760. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. It makes thin hair full, full hair beautiful, and promotes the growth of thicker, longer hair. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, 94% of women who tried it saw more volume. Listen to this.
It's vibrant, shiny, bouncy, everything you want your hair to be. I love Viviscal because it works. It completely works.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls can try it risk-free for 90 days, plus free shipping. Get fuller, thicker, longer hair guaranteed. Call now, 800-961-9760. 800-961-9760. That's 800-961-9760.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over
30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Stephen's Good Day program. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Roberta Fasanelli is here, along with Kenny Kessler. Today's thought for the day comes from Theodore Roosevelt, who was born on this date in 1858. He said, "Believe you can, and you're halfway there." Boy, isn't that the truth, huh? Believe you can. Remember the story of the little engine that could? I think that's very appropriate. Our motivational thought today, your access to success has no real limits. The great opportunity in your life is where you are right now. Every situation properly perceived becomes an opportunity for you because you have grand opportunities all around you. Open your eyes and you will find it. I think that's stirring stuff, frankly. And our quote of the day comes from Donald Trump, who said small loan when he referred to the $1 million starter loan he got from his father. They're all these billionaire politicians who are just like us, right?
That's great.
Politicians, they're just like us.
Just like us, right, exactly. All right, so for Roberta and everybody else who loves New York, the memories of this date in 1858, Roberta, when Roland Macy opened a store selling dry goods in New York City. Uh-huh. He took in $1,100 the first day of business.
Wow.
Macy's Department Store, starting on this day, 1858. It has usurped or overtaken that name all of the department stores in the country, hasn't it? Mm-hmm. Well, around me, Jordan Marsh, Feline's, Gonzo. They're all Macy's stores.
JCPenney's is struggling. Yep. Sears, they aren't what they used to be.
Also in New York, on this date, 1904, the first subway car placed in operation, forming the New York City subway system. The cars operated between Brooklyn Bridge and Broadway, also from City Hall to West 145th Street. This was the first underwater underground rail system in the world. Imagine they were able to build it and get it operational on this date, by this date, 1904, which means they had to have engineered it in the 1880s and started building it in the 1890s. And we think we're so smart. They did a good job. It stayed. I don't think anybody's drowned in there yet, have they? And the most important thing that happened on this date in history, the world as we know it in radio began October 27th, 1916, when three guys worked together. One was an engineer for Westinghouse Electric. One was a broadcast person who'd come up with a way for people in his neighborhood to hear music from his garage.
Mm-hmm.
And another one was an amateur radio operator who put all of their facilities together somehow or other. They all met each other. Marconi, Fessenden, and DeForest all met each other. And this became the first radio station, KDKA, in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. What a great story it is. And from that point to this, the first programming was, they fiddled with music and that sort of thing. It took them a couple of years to get it all to work together. They became friends and they started working together on this date in 1916. And the election of 1920 was the first thing they actually did. The big broadcast of 1920 was the Harding-Cox election. And KDKA aired the returns of the election. So 1,000 people heard the first broadcast on KDKA. Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
Good Lord. And think of where it is today. You can use the same, they use the same technology to reach our men who are on the space center up, rotating around the Earth. It's that same technology. The people who are listening to you and me now, whether it's on a radio, whether it's on some kind of a special platform, whether it's a website or it's an app, all of it's the same basic technology. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Isn't it when you think about it? Fantastic. Great stuff. All right. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, the President of the United States is going to make his case today for an overhaul of the nation's sentencing laws.
Mm-hmm.
He told a group of law enforcement officials that putting large numbers of nonviolent drug offenders in prison is neither fair nor an effective way of combating crime. I happen to agree with him 100%. I think
the
number of people who are in jail for using drugs is an asinine waste of our resources, their lives. Is there a way to try to teach them the error of their ways? I don't know. You got to find out why people are on drugs to begin with. But this is far beyond time that this should have taken place. So one of the few initiatives I think is appropriate here. I think most of us who have any common sense look at this and say seizing somebody that is using, they're not hurting anybody but themselves, frankly. I know somebody who was hooked on prescription painkillers because his back had been destroyed in a fight that he had at work. He had been a police officer. And so he couldn't get any more attention from his police, from his doctor. Doctor says, we think you're fine, we shouldn't give you these. Well, the doctor knew he was addicted to the painkillers, but what this guy did instead was forge the doctor's signature on prescriptions. He got caught, and he was sent to jail for 6 months. What for? He didn't do any harm to anybody at all.
He wasn't selling the drugs.
Wasn't, not at all. No. Nobody knew about it except him until somebody at the drugstore figured there was something wrong with it. So that's how he got caught. But his going to jail was a travesty of justice. Travesty of...
There's a report out this morning talking about one in 14 children
mm-hmm.
have a parent who have been in jail mm-hmm. at some point or other, mostly in urban or extremely rural areas, and what it does for those kids and their self-confidence and mm-hmm. their esteem, their self-esteem. Self-esteem, get over it. But, so if you take people who do nonviolent crimes that don't hurt other people and you put them in jail and look at what it does to their careers, their ability to make money and contribute to the tax base, and what it does to their families.
Everybody, we're all being hurt by it, and it's nonsense. Yep. Complete nonsense.
Yeah, if it's a nonviolent and if you have somebody who's writing bad checks and they won't stop writing bad checks, the only thing you can do is put them in jail.
I don't see that. Why is that the only thing you can do? It's not the only thing you can do. If they're writing bad checks, then you fix it so that their money, they are in a job, and their money goes to pay down the debts of the people that they've obfuscated. What are you putting them in jail to do a damn thing?
Some people
pay back the people who were screwed.
Some people are just career criminals.
Mm.
How do you break that cycle?
I think that's a simplistic way of looking at it.
Right, the case you're talking about, I agree. It's a travesty.
Mm. All right. Yesterday, the Republicans and the president got together to put aside, what has it been, 5 years? They've been arguing about the budget.
So ridiculous.
Going what?
Bull.
Did you get that, Richie?
I did.
Good for you.
We all slip one once in a while.
Good old Roberta.
Roberta slips on a banana peel. Film at 11.
You know, politicians do bring out the best of Roberta.
Oh, yeah, right. Exactly.
All of us, actually.
Yeah.
We all get tired of it.
Absolutely. Yes. Okay, so speaking of that, this sort of reminds me of another season of 24. The United States has been accused of deliberately provoking an incident because they sent a Navy destroyer into waters that Beijing says are theirs because they surround a man-made island. Most of the world doesn't recognize China's territorial claim on this island that was made. It's in the South China Sea.
I say we blow the island
who
up.
Who made it? Who made the island?
China
That's
made
the
it.
Question. China
they
made
did.
It.
They put sand in it and made the island.
I'm not sure it was that.
Is it within their 7 mile limit? Do they have a 7 mile limit?
200 mile limit now.
It's the 200?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you make an island?
You haul out on barges refuse
garbage?
From buildings that have been torn down or things that are being, mountains, let's say, that are being removed.
How deep is the water there, I guess?
I don't know.
Can't be too deep.
I think what this is all about is back to the weenie principle.
Unless it's floating.
This is all weenie mobile stuff.
Well, you can say weenie?
Yeah.
But you cannot say BS, Robert.
Okay. Yeah, I know that. I am a professional.
Are you really? You could have fooled me.
So let's get this straight. We've got China is making islands out in international
islands
waters.
Islands in the sun, yes.
We've got the Russians tracking our data cables under the water.
Nice.
And
they aren't ours. They're the international, everybody's data. This isn't American data. These cables are carrying data from all around the world.
Well, who put
in
them there?
Fiber cables. So the various companies, it's Sprint, AT&T, they all own a piece of these things.
They're not,
they don't belong
owned
to the governments. They
belong I'm pretty much thinking that Afghanistan telecommunications companies aren't putting these cables down.
Probably
there.
Not. No.
It's coming from
probably
the United States.
American-owned interests or European-owned interests.
Or the Russians.
Yeah.
They aren't putting them down there.
No. Uh-uh. All right, so there's more trouble in paradise.
All they're going to do is cut their own internet.
Yeah, right. Well, they're better at doing ours than we are doing theirs, it would appear. Maybe that's because we're the good guys on the block. The good guys. Good day. 44 past the hour.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Got a lot. lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Hey, can I get a sip of that?
Parents, even if your child was vaccinated against meningococcal meningitis, he or she may not be protected against meningitis B. It's an uncommon disease that can lead to death within 24 hours and can be spread by your child's typical sharing behavior. Talk to a doctor today about vaccinating with Trumenba, meningococcal group B vaccine, and learn more at protectagainstb.com.
Cool, thanks. See ya.
Trumenba is a vaccine for 10 through 25-year-olds for immunization to help prevent group B meningococcal disease. Trumenba should not be given if you had a severe allergic reaction after a previous dose. Most common side effects were injection site pain, fatigue, headache, muscle pain, and chills. Group B vaccine should not be interchanged within a series. Tell your doctor if you're pregnant. Ask your doctor about all risks and benefits of Trumenba. The FDA-approved product labeling can be found at protectagainstb.com. See our ad in Eating Well magazine.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. My store just opened down the street.
And you need to get the word out.
Right.
Staples is your one-stop shop for all printing and marketing needs.
You can print grand opening flyers.
Yes.
Grand opening banners.
No problem.
Custom t-shirts.
Piece of cake.
You saw cake.
It's just the same.
Now at Staples, get 20% back on all color printing. Copy and print more for less. At Staples, make more happen.
Earn 20% back in Staples rewards on full-service color copying and printing online and in-store. Ends 11/7/15. Exclusions apply. For full details, visit staples.com/rewards.
Mm-hmm. What you look? Oh, the TV thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Didn't have these problems when Kara was there.
I know. It's just
this is the anniversary of the first Disneyland television program on ABC. October 27th, 1954. Over the years, though, hasn't it changed? It was known as Disneyland, then it was Walt Disney, then it was Walt Disney Presents, and then Walt Disney's Wonderful World of Color, Wonderful World of Disney, Disney's Wonderful World, the Disney Sunday Night Movie, the Magical World of Disney. How come there isn't a Disney show on now? They own the network. What the heck?
Yeah, they have just the Disney Channel now.
Yeah, and I will tell you,
maybe that's all they need.
Their shows that they do, their sitcoms, their 22-minute long, half-hour, whatever sitcoms, are really kind of a throwback to the stuff that we kind of grew up with the 70s and 80s family-based sitcom, where it's something that the whole family can sit around and laugh at, and it's good for the kids to watch.
Well, there are a lot of reasons. There are some good programs. You're right about that. All right, let's see here. Hillary Clinton guesting on Colbert's Late Show tonight. She will, I'm sure, bring her personality, but he's sympathetic, so it'll be a soft interview. No question about that. Matthew McConaughey and Adele are going to be the focal point on November 21st. It was announced yesterday, SNL will be hosted by McConaughey. Musical guest will be Adele. Man, is she making points with this new song that's out now.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody is talking about
it. It's called huge.
Hello, right? Isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Brian Fuller is reviving Amazing Stories for NBC. This guy produced Hannibal, apparently. And now this is a new show. It's sort of based on, it's like The Twilight Zone or Black Mirror, Roberta. You'll like this one. Amazing Stories will put this show. It was this came into his mind after Hannibal was canceled this past summer. So anyway, if you like Amazing Stories, apparently you'll love this. 51 after on Good Day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
On the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Lots of information. That's part of the standard here on the Good Day program. And from the information box today, there's a new study that finds older Americans have more time, more money, more skills to contribute to the causes that they care most about. And with more boomers entering retirement, the U.S. is on the verge of a substantial giving boom. Brian Osich has some information for you to consider.
A new study from Merrill Lynch and AgeWave reveals a potential charitable giving surge over the next 20 years at a whopping $8 trillion. Financial gerontologist for Merrill Lynch, Cindy Hutchins.
This longevity bonus is a game changer. Older adults want to make a difference, and they have the time, the money, and the skills to do it. 65% of retirees say that retirement's the best time to give back. And because we have more people entering retirement and more of them living longer, we have a great opportunity to harness the talent and the generosity of older Americans.
AgeWave CEO Dr. Ken Dykewald says for many, giving is the secret ingredient to a better retirement.
Our study found that retirees who give time or money say they have a stronger sense of purpose, higher self-esteem, and are both happier and healthier than those who don't. Retirees are nearly six times more likely to say being generous defines success for them than being wealthy. And beyond their financial assets, we found that retirees really want to pass on their values and life lessons as part of their legacy.
For more on the study, go to ml.com/retirement study. That's Newsbreak from Merrill Lynch.
Are we thinking about the holidays already? How many people raise your hands if you've started to make plans for Thanksgiving, making plans for Christmas, New Year's? I actually have. Been giving it some thought. How do we get through the holidays? Holidays are a time when foot traffic increases. Small businesses either make it or break it. Remember What was the study a few years ago that it took until about this time of year for most retailers to make it or break even, if you will, and then from now to the end of the year is when they make some money. So let's get some more information on how retailers can plan ahead and really take advantage of this season's sales.
The U.S. Census Bureau estimates that holiday sales account for as much as 20% of a merchant's total annual sales. Small business expert Gene Marks says business owners should be preparing now before the holiday season hits with full force come November.
Time is critical during this season, so make sure your tech system is protected, your files are backed up, and you have a plan in place in case something goes wrong. Staples helps keep small businesses running smoothly via easy tech services with the latest technology and services.
Marks says be customer-driven and prepared to meet tight deadlines.
It's so important to deliver your goods on time during the holiday season. If it's even a day late, it can be a bust in the eyes of your customer. Staples offers packaging supplies and shipping services drop-off 7 days a week to help small businesses. Every Staples store even has a UPS service counter for convenient shipping.
Marks also recommends keeping social media channels updated to connect with customers and help generate sales. For more tips, go to staples.com/businesshub. That's Business Sense from Staples.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Alrighty, boys and girls. Today's video of the day at DougStephan.com. One of the many on YouTube featuring houses decorated with Halloween light shows. This one features a light show synchronized to this song. Kenny, you've watched this through, have you?
I have. So
you gotta see.
I would not want this across the street from me.
Well, it kind of reminds me of the Christmas decorations. Wasn't there? Was it last year or the year before that these people, someplace in Pennsylvania, if I remember correctly, had so decorated their house you could actually see it from the space satellite, from the space station? Yeah,
it's
crazy.
Well, it won't be long.
To live in that neighborhood.
It won't be long now before we start seeing these lawsuits. It seems like every year we see a lawsuit when somebody goes just over the top decorating their house for the holidays, being Halloween or Christmas, and somebody else is like, oh, I don't want that. I'm suing you.
Ghostbusters.
It's the spirit of the season.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
La, 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 la. All right. Another crazy thing today, a cracker, story at DougStephan.com about a cracker that was saved from the Titanic, sold at auction yesterday for $23,000. A cracker from the Titanic.
Talk about what kind of preservatives were in that thing.
But who's got $23,000? I've been thinking about who's foolish enough where he got $23,000 of discretionary
income. What are you going to do
with
it? Eat it?
Yeah.
Frame it.
Right. Food for thought, if you will, from the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's 59 past the hour.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where on the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.